Colts defenseman Brant Clark is back in town with a gold medal dangling around his neck. After Thursday's dizzying high at the World Junior Hockey Championship, where Canada won its second consecutive gold medal, the Junior Hockey World's gaze has now turned to where the winning captain will land by Tuesday. Before then, the Colts host the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight. Puck drop as 7:30 p.m. Speculation will be swirling at Sadlin Arena as to whether Shane Wright could soon reunite with his former Team Canada, Don Mills Flyers teammate in Barrie. Little more than a figment of internet speculation a month ago, the scenario became possible when news broke Friday afternoon that the Los Angeles Kings were sending Clark back to Barrie for the rest of the season. The Colts are one of two or three teams that remain interested in Wright and may have the required assets to pry him loose from the Kingston Frontenacs, to whom he was sent back a few hours before Clark by the Seattle Kraken. The cost will be significant. A source, communicating before Wright and Clark were officially returned to junior hockey by their respective NHL clubs, said the price was very high for Wright. Sportsnet's Jeff Merrick later tweeted the Frontenacs were seeking a high-end 2005 or 2006 born player, plus a basket of draft picks. It could require both a 16- and 17-year-old player, presumably if the bounty of picks is not to the Frontenacs' satisfaction. The Frontenacs are in an in-between year and want to hold back another season to load up for what they hope is a successful 2024 Memorial Cup bid. Hypothetically speaking from the Colts' perspective and using Merrick's scenario as a reference point, Barrie would likely have to part with at least one of Bo Akee, Cole Beaudoin and or Kayshawn Aitchison, plus a bounty of picks roughly equal to what it ponied up to land Tyler Savard earlier this week. Ouch. Not to be impolite, but at that price it better work out with a run to the league final. At least. Which brings the conversation to another potential shifting scenario, check forward Eduard Sale. The Colts own Sale's rights. He started the season with Brno in his home country's top men's league and is a top prospect for the 2023 NHL draft. Sale, who turns 18 in March, was part of the Czechia squad that lost a heartbreaker in overtime on Thursday night in Halifax. He played a significant role in the Czechs' first goal to cue a comeback that fell short when Canada's Dylan Gunther scored the overtime winner. Clark started the play with an astute pass up ice to Gunther. It was a different type of pass in the offensive zone, but Clark also assisted on Connor Bedard's epic overtime winner against Slovakia on Monday night. The attraction of having both Clark and Sale in a junior lineup is obvious. The question is whether it can be done given the significant hurdles that have to be cleared before Tuesday's deadline. The Colts still retain hope, however faint. Complicating the issue is Sale's contract with Brno. The money it may require, and who would get the NHL development fees when he is inevitably picked in June, and Sale's ability to play in the American Hockey League upon his selection, rather than being subjected to the normal age restriction placed on North American-based juniors such as Clark and Wright. What is clear is adding Sale at the same time as getting Clark back would make the Colts the undisputed deadline winner in the OHL's Eastern Conference without even making a trade, with respect to Wright, and Savard, of course. Around the league, there are five teams in the Western Conference that have doubled down, highlighted by the defending conference champion Windsor Spitfires, London Knights and Sarnia Sting. Aside from the Peterborough Petes, the situation is more nuanced in the Eastern Conference. The Colts' improved play of late has provided new direction despite the mixed signals after essentially being forced to deal disgruntled forward Hunter Haight, a former first-round pick, last month. Haight's trade and the potential of having to part with Akee and Beaudoin brings up an uncomfortable truth about the Colts. The team has a poor record with its first-round picks. Whether it's Ryan Strome, Brendan Perlini or Gavani Smith, all originally selected by Barrie and later played in the NHL, or others such as Matthew Kreese, Jacob Tortora, Riley Piercy, Ryan Suzuki or Haight, too often, and for varying reasons and return, the Colts have bid farewell long before their junior careers were finished. All eight of those players were first-round picks in the old priority selection. Clark, of course, is an exception. He was taken fourth overall 4 years ago. Akee and Beaudoin remain to provide a nice buffer between the desire to win now and keep assets for a rainy day. How much Clark's final half-season in Barrie, after 3 years defined by pandemic cancellations and then restrictions, glimpses of offensive brilliance and bad luck with injuries, can write a new chapter remains to be seen. Exactly who'll accompany Clark on that journey is still to be decided.